and now this is a dictation for Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, Cochran, C-O-T-H-R-A-N, December 4, 36. Address as a letter to Amanda Butcher, B-U-T-C-H-E-R-N-T, 4631713. Dear Mrs. Butcher, follow up for Joyce, chronic kidney disease, last visit September, comes alone, extremely hard of hearing, no hospital visit. She mentioned difficulty breathing, November, December, did follow with cardiology, they adjusted her pacemaker. The last few days, she says to be feeling similar symptoms. There is no edema, no cough, no sputum production, no oxygen, no chest pain palpitation, no orthopnea PND. Has off and on loose stools, but better, no bleeding, no urinary symptoms. She is unsteady and has fallen few times because of tripping. No loss of consciousness, no emergency room, no seizures, non-focal. Review system down, medication list review. I will highlight beta blockers, anticoagulation with Eliquis. Present weight 161, which is stable. Blood pressure 120/70 on the left side, pacemaker on the left side, the lungs are clear, no Ruiz's pleural effusion, no respiratory distress. No ascites, no edema, non-focal, normal speech, very decreased hearing. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. Creatinine 1.96 for a GFR 24 stage 4, which is baseline. Elevated potassium, normal sodium acid base, normal albumin calcium phosphorus, no anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 4, appears stable, no progression, no symptoms and no dialysis. Blood pressure well controlled. There has been no need for EPO treatment. We will monitor potassium. No need for bicarbonate replacement, phosphorus binders. Management of other medical issues, tolerating beta blockers, anticoagulation. I don't see a renal explanation for her difficulty breathing the last few days. I don't see also nothing to suggest localized edema or pulmonary emboli. Her chronic diarrhea from celiac disease appears stable. All questions answered.